Good morning. Clouds and showers were common overnight across interior New York and New England as a warm front approaches from the south. With that front moving through during the course of the morning, we'll start to see breaks of sunshine, and a southeasterly breeze will carry temperatures back through the 50s and 60s and into the 70s for daytime highs. This warm air, combined with increasing humidity, will lead to an unstable environment across the region. At the same time, energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere is sweeping through the Great Lakes and heading in our direction. As the energy acts on the unstable air, showers and thunderstorms will develop across interior New York and New England, and some of these storms this afternoon could be strong to severe with damaging wind gusts, hail, frequent lightning, and heavy downpours. The way the environment is set up today, there could even be a few rotating storms and the possibility of one or two tornadoes in the region. Later on into the evening hours, a cold front will approach from the west and combine with that mid-level energy to produce a line of showers and thunderstorms, some of which could also produce damaging wind gusts and heavy downpours. So a volatile weather day possible across the region today. After the front passes into the evening hours, showers and storms will sweep off through New England and then off the coast, and will start a drying trend overnight tonight with temperatures dropping back into the 50s. High pressure building in behind this system will lead to mostly sunny skies for the day on Saturday, and highs will manage to reach up to the 70-degree mark. That high will dominate into the second half of the weekend, keeping it dry on Sunday, although sunshine will give way to increasing clouds ahead of the next system with highs in the upper 60s. A deep trough of low pressure will pivot through the Ohio Valley and stall to our south and west on Monday. At the same time, the influence of a subtropical system that is expected to develop off the southeast coast and move up the eastern seaboard will fuel the region with adequate moisture, and the combination of the two systems will produce a steady rain on Monday. Highs will be around 60 to start the new week, and depending on how quickly this disturbance moves away, we could still see some showers on Tuesday before we break out into more sunshine for the middle of next week, as highs climb back through the 60s and into the lower 70s by Thursday. At Mount Washington this morning, 20 miles visibility with light rain and 34 degrees and a south wind at 15, gusting to 24 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 23 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 58 degrees, the dew point 52, 81% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.94 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 104 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 19 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower 80s. Boston mostly cloudy with a chance of showers near 70. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with showers and a thunderstorm possible and highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 70 degrees, the low 33. The average temperature 52, that's 6 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 71 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is 81 hundredths below normal, and 11.48 inches for the year, which is 1.21 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 69 degrees, the average low, 47. The record high, 93, set in 1900, and the record low, 31, in 1977, 1971, and 1969. Sunrise this morning was at 5:32 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:12 p.m., 14 hours and 40 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with showers likely today, possibly a thunderstorm closer to the Glens Falls area with highs in the mid-60s to the north, lower 70s closer to Glens Falls. Evening showers then drying out overnight tonight, lows near 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, Also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny with showers and thunderstorms likely today, especially in the late afternoon and evening with highs near 80. More showers and a thunderstorm possible tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny with showers and thunderstorms likely today and highs in the lower 70s. More showers and possibly a thunderstorm this evening, drying out late tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny with showers and thunderstorms likely today, especially in the late afternoon and evening with highs in the mid to upper 70s. More showers and a thunderstorm possible tonight, lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny with showers and storms likely today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. More showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, lows in the lower to mid 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, back up to around 70. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds on Sunday, upper 60s. Rain likely on Monday, otherwise cloudy, with highs around 60. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers Tuesday in the lower 60s. And a mix of sun and clouds both Wednesday and Thursday, with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.